Okay, today we're going to do Daf Beis Amud Beis of Masechta Sota. We are holding on the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of discussing how we know. There are three steps we were discussing. There's the kinui, the husband is mekaneh his wife, so we said that has to be in front of two eidim. There's the stira, if she has yichud with the man, where she's going to have to, that's going to push forward the whole sota process, that's machlokas tanaim, one aid or two aidim. They have to verify that there was a stira. And then, if there wasn't a stira, but rather there was eidus that she was actually nitma'a, so that definitely even just one aid is enough to verify that she was nitma'a. And we derive that from the pasuk of the aid ein ba. So now the Gemara says, elataima d'chziv, meaning we're picking up from about the fifth, sixth line on the page, beginning of the line, the whole reason that we know that the aid that it says by Sota means Shnei Eidim is because the Pasuk, when it wants to say one aid, says aid Echad. So that's it. That was the whole source of the Limud. Halav Hachi Hava Amina aid to Sota Chadhu. But if not for that Pasuk, I would have assumed that when the Torah says aid in the context of a Sota, it really means one witness. V'yafilu Chadlaka El B'mai Mitzra. But how could the Pasuk that says the aid ein ba by a sota, how could we ever even have had a hava mina that it's talking about that there aren't even one aid, that there isn't even one aid? How then would she become asur if there's not even one aid? So says Mar Yitzchak, I still need the pasuk from Lo Yakum Eid Echad to be megala that the word aid by sota means two aidin, because sal kadai techamina, I would have thought that whenever the Torah says aid, it always means eid echad. But by sota, when it says aid ein ba, ein ne'eman ba, it means that that it's not telling us what was, it's telling us a din, that an eid echad is not believed to say that she was nitma, that only two eidim are believed to say that she's nitma and she's asura. That's what I would naturally assume had I not had this limud, that the word aid always means two, unless it says the word echad. So the Gemara says, can you really have explained the pasuk that way, that one aid would not be believed about her? Ein ne'eman ba, velamai ba'i. That's the case, what's the pasuk trying to tell me? Adi ikatrei, that you need two eidim? Well, lishto kramine, I don't need you to tell me that if I have two eidim, you're believed. Dasya davar davar mimamon. Because after all, the pasuk says, ki matzo ba ervas davar, by a rayos, by a woman that's mezana, it says ervas davar, and by dinamon, the pasuk says, lo yakum eilechad b'ish l'chalavon, al pi shnayim eidim, al pi shlosh eidim yakum, davar. And ana yadan, bididava, kol eidu isha b'tura. And we would know that just like by dinamon, mom, you always need two edim. Over here also you always need two edim. So there never would have been a havamina to assume that the pasuk is teaching me that you need two edim to be neman, that aid ein ba, that one aid is not enough to be neman. Of course you would need two edim to be neman. I wouldn't need a limud for that. So says Mara, no, itzrich. I still need the limud of lo yakum ein echad, because without that I would have explained the pasuk of aid ein ba, that the Torah is telling me that one aid is not neman, that you need two edim. I am color Tarakula, I already know from Dover Dover that you always need to aid him. No, Salka Daita Chamina Sota Shaini. I would have thought that Sota is different. There are Glayim Ladover, because it's Svara to say that she was Mazana, Shari Kinula, Vinistera, Sotis Hamin Vayerechad, because there was Kinoi, there was Stira. This is something that leads you to believe that in all likelihood, there's, you know, when there's smoke, there's fire. So that's why I would have thought it's not even necessary to have Shnei Edim over here. And that's why I would have needed a drasha to tell me that you do need Shnei Edim, if not for the pasuk telling me that Edim always means Shnayim, and therefore Eid Ein Ba means that even one Eid is believed when it comes to Eidos Tumah. So now the Gemara is going to go back to ask on the Teretz that you need Lo Yakum Eid Echad, because without that we would have assumed that Eid Ein Ba tells us that an Eid Echad is not Ne'eman, that you need Shnayim. Umimat Samar to Ein Ne'eman Ba. Do you really need a pasuk to tell me that one Eid is not believed, Visharya, and the woman is going to be Mutter when there's only one Eid? From the fact that the Hemshech of the pasuk tells me that she wasn't almost, she wasn't forced, it sounds like the Torah is trying to tell me that she's asur, not that she's mutter. If it was trying to tell me that she's mutter, why does it have to say that she wasn't an anus? And that's why she's mutter. Of course, if she was an anus, she would be even more mutter. So why would I have to give that detail? So it must be the Torah is trying to tell me an example of where she is nitma'a, where she's going to be asura labayla. So it's very hard to say that that means that you really need two aidim to be believed, and if you have only one aid, she's muteres. It sounds like the pasuk is trying to tell me a case where she's asura. So it says marno istrich. I need the pasuk of lo yakum yerechabish, because without that salkadai techamina ein neman ba ad di ikotre, that you're only believed if there are two aidim that she was nitma. Ubetre nami. And when it says v'hila nitmasa, it's telling that even with two witnesses, hidala nitmasa. That even with two witnesses, she's only going to become asura if she wasn't raped. So kamash malan. That's why I need a pasuk, I need a drasha to tell me that the word v'eid ein ba is telling me that there are no two eidim, but there is one eid, and one eid is in fact enough to asur her. So main point over here, we reaffirm that the words v'eid ein ba in the parsha of Sota means that there aren't two witnesses, but there is one witness to Tuma, and that's enough to answer her, because it can't possibly mean, well, not that it can't possibly, but it doesn't mean that there isn't one witness, but because one witness isn't believed, but two witnesses would be believed. Okay, now the Mishnah says Rabbi Shomer Mekanel Al Pishnei. Rabbi Shomer says the kinoy has to be done Al Pishnei Edim, and the stira is also Al Pishnei Edim. So my time to Rabbi Shomer. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require two Edim for both the kinoy and the stira? Pasuk says Eid Ein Ba. That's where we learn that an Eid Echad is believed to be made about Tuma. So Amar Kra Ba. Ba v'lo b'kino, ba v'lo b'stira. Yeah, when is an eid echad believed? About tuma, but not when it comes to kino and stira. That's the source for Yeshua. They need to aid him for kino and stira. For Blazer Omer, ba v'lo b'kino. Ba teaches me v'lo b'kino, that by kino you need shnei edim. And he does not darshan bava lo bistira. Ve'ema bava lo bistira. Why doesn't he darshan bava lo bistira as well? Because stira iskish l'tumah. D'chsev nistira v'hinit ma'ah. There's a special hekish that connects stira to tumah. So just like an eidechad is believed about tumah, in the view of Rabbi Eliezer, an eidechad is going to be believed about stira as well. Kinoi nami iskish l'tumah. But wait a second. Kinoi is also compared and linked to tumah. And by kinoi, everyone agrees. Nida shnei edim d'chsev v'kinei yisishto v'hinit ma'a. So it says, yeah, but hamiyat rachmanu ba. But the Torah says ba, so ba must be a miyut. Says, yeah, but mara'isa, meaning you have the word ba to tell me you don't always need to edim, and you have a hekish to tell me that everything is compared to tuma. Sorry, you have the word ba to tell me that sometimes you do need to edim, and you have the word and you have the hekish to tuma to tell me that sometimes one aid is good enough. How do you know which one of those limudim to apply to kinoy and which one to apply to stira? It says, where mistavra stira adifa. It's more mistavra to be more machmir by stira and to believe even a single aid, shekeno sarto kituma, because stira will actually make her aser to her husband, just like tuma makes her aser to her husband. It says, where adraba kinoy adifa. I would say the opposite, that we should be more machmir by kinoy, sheken ikur goramla, because without the kinoy preceding the stira doesn't do a darn thing, doesn't make her aser at all. Says Gemara, ilav stira kinoy miyika. Well, Gemara says, would kinoy alone cause any sort of iser at all? It's only the stira that follows the kinoy that causes an iser. So says Gemara, ilav kinoy stira miyani. Yeah, but the other way doesn't work either. Without a kinoy, stira wouldn't do anything either. So again, we're back to our question. Why would you assume there's more reason to be machmir by stira than there is by kinoy? So says Gemara, filuachi stira adifa. Still, I would compare stira to tuma more to schalta to tumi. In order to have tuma, you must have a stira. That's how every tuma begins, is with the stira, is with an inappropriate ichud. So main point over here, the machlokas, well, let's see, Reb Lazar and Reb Shaw both agree that you need shnei edim for kinoi, because we darshan ba velo bikinoi. They both agree you only need one aid for tuma. The machlokas is whether stira is more comparable to kinoy or more comparable to tuma. Is stira also accepted by ba, or is it compared dafka to tuma? So now, the Mishnah had said that according to Blazar, for kinoy you need two eidim, for stira only one eid. So the Gemara is going to bring another tana that holds differently within Rebbe Lazar. Masnis in Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah's presentation of the Sheet Rebbe Lazar is against the following Tana. The Tanya Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudah Omer Mishum Rebbe Lazar Hamakani Li Ishto Mekani Al Pier Echon O Al Pi Atzmo Kinoi could be done even just Al Pier Echon or even with your own say so. O Mashkala Al Pi Shnayim and you could do the Stira based on two Eidim. Hishiva Chacham L'Divar Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudah Ein L'Divar Shel. Chacham said that according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudah's understanding for Rebbe Lazar, everyone who gets angry at his wife is going to be mekaneh her privately in the privacy of their own home, and that's going to count as a kinoy. It's going to be crazy. Every time a husband says to his wife anything, any jealous statement, it's going to be a halachic kinoy. Says my time is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda get this idea that such a kinoy would work? Amar kra ba. Because it sounds ba that by tuma neirachad is believed, but not by stira. By stira you need shnei edim to be believed. Ve'ema ba velo bikinoi. Maybe ba means velo bikinoi. That kinoi would and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that by kinoi you only need one aid. Why does he hold that? Maybe ba velo bikinoi. Maybe by tuma you only need one aid, but by kinoi you need shnei edim. So kinoi is kashlo tuma because we link kinoi to tuma. Dechsev kinoi is ishto v'hi nitma. So says what. Yeah, but stira nami is kishlo tuma. We also link stira to tuma. Dichsev nistir avi nitma. Hahu kamashir stira kedei tuma hudasa. Yes, we link stira to tuma in order to learn what the shear of stira is. How long do they have to be secluded in order to create an iser? The amount of time that it takes to accomplish tuma. But the link between kinoi and tuma tells me about how many people have to witness the kinoi. Says my yeshiva chacham nacham responds of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the husband is believed about kinoy on his own. The divra of Yosef Yehuda in l'dav herself. So my nihu, what does the chum mean that in l'dav herself? Tizim nidolo kani. Sometimes the husband is not really mekani his wife. Va'amar, and when he gets angry at her, kanoi, she'll say that he was mekani her. He'll claim that he was, and since he's believed that he was mekani her, even without edim, say edim will come that she had yichud with somebody, and she'll become a sota. So that would be terrible. She's not really a sota because he was never really mekani her, but we're going to believe him because and it could be that he's lying in a fit of anger. Says Gemara, Halamishna Seinu Yesh L'Dav Herself. That implies that according to the way Rabbi Lazar is presented in our Mishnah, it's Yesh L'Dav Herself. You don't have any such concerns. Well, Zimin and Delo Stater, Amr and Stater. Even according to our Mishnah, the husband himself is believed about the Stira, so maybe he will have done the Kinoi in front of two Eidim. She will not have had a Stira, but since he's believed, it's on his say so that we believe that there was a Stira, he's going to claim that there was a Stira. So it says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. What we meant to say is not that only according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in the Davar Sof. It's af, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in the Davar Sof. Meaning, but according to our Mishnah, is also in the Davar Sof. It sounds like, of course, according to our Mishnah, it's in the Davar Sof. It's ridiculous. But even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's in the Davar Sof. So it says, yeah, but that's a little bit backwards. Adraba, the Mishnah Seinu, Iker, there's a basis by an Isha Sota. Where there already was a kinoi bifnei edim, that it's likely that there was some sort of stira. So there's more reason to believe them about that, and to say that one guy is going to be believed, that the husband is going to be believed. But hasam leki ikr. But in a case where we only have edim to the stira, and there's no background, and we're just going to believe him that there was a kinoi, that's a much greater chiddush. So eli itmar hachi itmar. Amar Bisa Bar Yosef, Amar Biyachon, Amar Biyosef Rebuda. After the Mishnah saying in the Davar Sof. Of course, in the case where we're believing just the husband about the kinoi, it's in the Davar Sof, but even believing just the husband about the stira is also in the Davar Sof. So, main point of here, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that even on the stira, the husband is believed all by himself. I'm sorry, even on the kinoi, the husband is believed all by himself. Not just the stira, even on the kinoi, the husband will be believed all by himself. It's more of a it's more of a chumrah, it's more ridiculous to believe the husband all by himself for the kinoi than it is for the stira, because at least the stira is within some sort of context of a problematic history that there was a kinoi that preceded the stira. Okay, once we have this opinion that kinoi works even without edim at all, so the Gemara brings a halacha that emerges from that. A man needs to be very careful not to say to his wife bizman hazeh, nowadays that we don't have a basement or karbanos to bring, lo tistari ba'de ploni. He has to be be very careful not to tell his wife not to be alone with the man, because Dilma Kaimel and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rekinoi Al Piatzmo. Maybe we hold that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Kinoi works even Al Piatzmo, Umistatra, and she'll have Stira with Edom, Lekoi Idna, Mesota, Lemiptika. And nowadays we no longer have Mesota to check to see whether she's Tahura because of the Chorban Abayis, the Kasa Leilavei, Isra Diliolam. And now she's going to be Asadim forever because there's no way to resolve it. We're going to create an irreconcilable problem until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So the main point over here, if because we're concerned for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, a man needs to be very careful never to even say to his wife in private that she shouldn't be alone with another man. Amresh Lakish, Ma Lashon Kinoi. When the Torah says Lashon of Kinoi, so what is the Lashon that he warns his wife? Why is it called Kinoi? Because Davara Matil Kina Beinolavein Achirim. It's something that creates jealousy and anger between her and others. Alma Kasavar Kinoi Alpiatzmo. Sounds like Resh Lakish old Kinoi answers Alpiatzmo. You don't have to bring Aidim that he was Mekani her, like the Shita Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Vekule Alma Loyadi Dekanila. And that's why when he's Mekani her privately, the whole rest of the world doesn't know that he was mekani her. The Amri my dekama dekabadla, and everyone's going to say, "Hey, what's going on over here? This woman is not hanging out with us anymore. She used to always hang out with us." They're not going to realize it's because the jealous husband has told her not to. Vasalamavid kinabada, and that's going to cause them to be angry with her. So kin is not really best translated as jealousy, but as anger. That's what it seems to be. Then the Gemara says another opinion. What kinui is? Rav Yemer Barav Shami Mishmeda Abayi Amar Davar. It's something that's going to create a sense of kinah between husband and wife. Alma kasavar kinoi al tishnayim edim, that kinoi has to be with two edim, like Rabbi Shon and Rabbi Lazar say in our Mishnah, that since it has to be done in front of edim and everyone's going to find out about it, kuli alma yadi tikanila, everyone's going to know that he had this suspicion about his wife. V'iyuhu da asil mevet kinah bada, and it's just between her and her husband that there's going to be this damper on the relationship, that she's always going to be resentful that he was choshed her. Alma kasavri da asalakano. So it sounds from these amorayim that kinoi is from a lashon of kas and kina, that it's really not a good thing that you're not allowed to do the kinoi. So maybe we'll stop there. We'll make the main point over here. We have machlokas what the word kinoi represents, right? What the meaning of the word kinoi is? Is it that it's going to create a sense of anger with her former pals who she used to hang out with and aren't going to understand why she's not hanging out with them anymore? Or it's going to create a sense of resentment between husband and wife because she will have been publicly shamed since the kinoi has to be in front of Shnei Edim. Okay, we'll stop there. But next time we'll do Daf Gimel Amud Aleph.